This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What could the Disinformation Governance Board be working on? You know, the new Gestapo-run, Biden administration-engendered group that's going to determine what's real and what's fake. The Minister of Lies, Mr. Propaganda himself, the guy who's told more blatant in-your-face lies than you can shake a stick at, Mr. Corn Pop Killer himself, Joe Biden, wants to tell you about misinformation. The guy who plagiarized speeches, the guy who lied about his credentials for school, saying he graduated at the top of his law class when it was the bottom, and a host of other lies about his academic prowess, the guy that says he can outdo more push-ups than you, more sit-ups, outrun you, outfight you, whatever, who's probably never been in a fist fight outside of his own mind, the guy who's turned over his family's enterprise to his crackhead son, who he says is one of the best guys he's ever known, and this guy is a Navy dropout, kicked out of the Navy for the most part, after they tried to shoehorn him in to give him a, quote, military career. He gets kicked out because of drug use. Gets DUI because he's driving under the influence of cocaine, goes to rehab multiple times, can't get out of it, marries his dead brother's widow, whom he screws around with hookers and prostitutes, openly does so, then has a baby with one of these hookers or prostitutes and doesn't want to claim it, actually denies it. And then gets involved with all kinds of Russian oligarchs, Ukrainian big dollar guys, and Chinese spies. And Joe Biden says this is the best guy he knows. Then Joe Biden, as if it wasn't enough, I'm just talking about the Minister of Information, the guy who's going to make sure that we don't get disinformation, is the guy who claimed that a dude who was in the truck that killed his family because his ex-wife was trying to commit suicide and kill the entire family, he said that guy was a drunk. That story's been debunked. This is the guy that's going to set up the Ministry of Truth. Disinformation. I should go on. What else should the Disinformation Governance Board be looking into? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the claim that Obama said he had a scandal-free administration. Maybe the Disinformation Governance Board could look into Lois Lerner and tell us, did she really oppress these conservatives trying to get their 501c3s and 501c4s? I got one. How about they actually do a forensic test of the DNC servers that were being run by members of the Muslim Brotherhood? And while they're at it, go look at Hillary's server that was kept in her basement bathroom closet and run by a separate IT guy. We got lots of propaganda circulating out there, folks. And it's coming from the left. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats have no fresh ideas, and the ideas they have are completely and utterly insane. And that's why they have to set up propaganda departments, and that's why they're convincing you that they're going to be looking for the truth. But they will be. And when they find it, they will shut it down. They will be looking for the truth. Because they want to persecute anyone who dare bring the truth. You want some propaganda? How about the propaganda and statistics about the police that have made America one of the least safest countries in the world, particularly if you visit, anybody, Democrat-controlled cities? I can get into it in the detail, or we can just scratch the surface. I don't need to tell you a bunch of people got killed in Democrat-controlled cities all over the country and it happens every day. We covered during the break on the weekend because the numbers look even better when you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to mass them up and say 14 people were killed in Chicago after 80 were shot. But it happens every day. But the ministers of truth don't want you to know it, so they ignore it. They don't even want you to know who's committing the crimes. I don't know if you guys saw the video of Philly at night, Philadelphia at night. Joe Posobiec posted it. Get a video, go to any city, go through at night, and look at the life. Look at the people. Trust me, it does not look like, a Mexican Riviera or anything like that. It is horrible. It's scary. The number of people who are homeless, women turning tricks, boys and girls turning tricks. I mean, it is such a microcosm of leftism. It's pathetic. But let me tell you something. This is good news for you. This is good news. I say that the Republicans take a video, the video of Philadelphia, and use it as a campaign commercial and say, look, whatever neighborhood you live in now, this is what you can expect if you elect these clowns. But the Disinformation Governance Board, they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to have police because police actually protect and save lives. Why would they go do something that stupid? Why would the propaganda guys not tell you the truth about Biden's mental health? Isn't that a matter of national security? Mayorkas says we're only going to deal with things that are a matter of national security, people's safety. The mental health of your president, isn't that something you should be looking at? And he dismissed Hunter Biden's laptop. We played it last hour. He dismissed it. I can't say anything about that. That's not my thing. Yeah, it is. They're told that there's information on there that could be used by foreign powers. What about Adam Schiff's declaration that he had dirt on Trump? Should you go look into that? If he's got dirt on Trump, wouldn't other people have dirt on Trump? How about we go find out if there's dirt on Adam Schiff? And since you're looking into things, hey, I got one for you. Climate change. It's been defined by your party, Mr. Mayorkas, as the biggest existential threat to mankind. Prove it. Go look into it. Explain to me how weather is the biggest existential threat to mankind. I would love to hear it. Oh, wait a minute. I take it back because you've also said this. It is white conservative men, specifically Trump voters. Holy mother of Jussie Smollett. How could I forget that? Disinformation, huh? People who say that we are out there beating people up, that we're misogynist, that we're racist, and that the Twitter thing is all about white power and white supremacy, or who knows, right? But we're the ones spreading disinformation. Great show for you today. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No shortage of news, folks. Oh, my goodness. Always a lot to talk about. But I have to tell you, the world's most popular couple, yeah, the Bidens, Joe and Jill, went up the hill to find some crack for Hunter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're going to talk about some very important information that has become available, and it has to do with this super popular couple, the Biden family, because as we all know, Joe Biden got 81 million votes, more than any president in the history of presidents. Beat baby Black Jesus by, what, 12 million votes, give or take? 12, 13 million votes? Because he's so popular. It was such an anti-Trump vote. Remember that, Kevin Jackson, before you get all seduity and hitty or whatever you call it. Somebody give me a white word. Give me a white person's word. Alex, I'll take a white person's word for 2000. Oh, man. Turns out Jill's book's not doing that well. A new book by Jill Biden has embarrassingly low sales in its debut week. Online commentators noted that perhaps the first family is not as popular as we've been led to believe. This is what this author writes. On Friday, Politico published an article kvetching about how the White House press briefings have become a bore because Donald Trump is no longer in the Oval Office. Jen Psaki is very good at her job, which is unfortunate, a White House correspondent told Politico, and the work is a lot less rewarding because you're no longer saving democracy from Sean Spicer in his men's warehouse suit. Join with Jen makes you look like an a-hole. Buried in the article, NPD Book Scan, which tracks book sales in the United States, said that prominent books about Trump released in his first 2 years of office outsold Biden books during his first year and a half by what an official there says was essentially 10 to 1, which, by the way, probably is very close to the actual vote that Trump beat Biden by, 10 to 1. I don't think Biden, honest, if I had to give you a number, you say, Kevin, put a number, put a gun to your head and tell me how many people do you really believe actually voted for Biden? I would say I take 40 million or less. I'd feel very confident putting my life on the line to say Joe Biden didn't get 40 million legitimate votes. What would you do? I'm saying if you knew you could get to the truth, 40 million legit, no dead, no illegals, no ballot stuffing, no nothing. Just straight out, I voted for Joe Biden. 40 million too low for you? Not for me. It says, a newly released biography by Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, by two well-respected Associated Press journalists, sold just 250 units in its first week, according to the company. 250 books. Let me tell you, that's probably 50 more than Joe sold of his book. You know, the one that netted him millions of dollars in the years 2017 to 19 or whatever it was when those guys were talking about how much money they made. These book deals were meant to absolutely launder money for the Biden family. Let me tell you what's going to happen with Jill. 250 books sold, right? Joe Biden or the Democrats will make some calls. They'll say, go buy $5 million of Jill's book. Because of this article, I'm telling you what's going to happen. They'll say, it may not be $5 million, but it'll be $1 million worth of books. They'll call some fat cat. Say, go buy $1 million of Jill's book and go give it away. Go give them away. I will get you $10 million of contracts and something else. That's how it works. AP reporters Julie Pace and Darlene Superville wrote, Jill, a biography of the First Lady. The book attempts to reveal some of the private sides of Jill Biden. Here's what they go on to say. We come to better understand her personality, which has held the Biden family together through tragedy and good fortune alike. That's the description of the book. And they wonder why it's not selling. Jill is a gold digger. Chicken, my morning. She's a gold digger. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with a broke. Oh, I ain't gonna finish that. Jill Biden is a gold digger. She saw Joe Biden's career on the rise, messed around on her husband with Joe, which is one of the reasons why the original Biden wife drove the kids in front of a semi because of the things that Joe Biden was doing. Would you want to live with Joe Biden? I'll just put it that way. But now they want to know, how Jill, tell us about the backdrop of the Jill, the new Camelot. Should we just call it Demented Camelot? Let's call it Demented Camelot because the Obamas were Black Camelot. So this is Demented Camelot. Give us behind the scenes look at Demented Camelot. What's it like to change Joe's Depends, Jill? Do tell. So, he said, but based on book sales, readers are apparently not interested in paying $26 to
better understand the personality of Joe Biden. Twitter reactions were priceless. He had many commentators asking how the first lady to the most popular president in U.S. history could have such pathetic sales numbers. Huh. Joe Biden set a record with 81,284,000 votes in the 2020 election. Tim Young, who was on the reparations comedy tour with me, pointed out 81 million votes, but Jill's new biography only sold 250 copies in 1 week. Republican congressional candidate Willie Montague added, 81 million votes, though. Actor Nick Searcy declared, 81 million votes for the most popular president in history. I think you're getting the theme. I think you should understand that people are starting to question, if Joe Biden could actually get 81 million votes. Because here's what the tip-offs are. Nobody listens to his State of the Union speeches. Nobody, I mean, go look at the numbers of Joe Biden doing anything, and you can't get one fraction, maybe it's one-tenth, like they said earlier, of the audience that Trump gets. Does anybody care about Joe Biden? Seriously. Does anybody, have you heard anybody say, you know, that Jill Biden, boy, she really is an amazing first lady, whatever. You're not, I haven't heard it, and you're not going to hear it. She reminds me of Prince Charles's wife, kind of an outsider. But here's the key, here's the deal. Not only is she not popular, neither is her husband. And that's what this reveals more than anything. By the way, I don't know if people know this. She did not want Kamala Harris to be Joe Biden's running mate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is assuming the presidency of the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the Security Council will work to prevent food insecurity.
I've seen starvation up close with my own eyes, that famine and acute malnutrition
are largely caused by war, sometimes intentionally, is really unacceptable.
She notes that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is preventing Ukraine from exporting the grain they usually produce, and it's adding to food instability globally. She says the United States will be taking action to address food insecurity in May. U.S. and Western officials expect Russian President Vladimir Putin may formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News. As energy markets around the world cope with the ongoing disruptions from the war in Ukraine, United States diesel prices surged for the third straight week, shattering all-time records. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, back in January of 2021, diesel was $2.68 a gallon, and last month diesel ended at $5.12 a gallon on average across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the high diesel prices will affect everyone out there.
The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything. And likewise, with hydrocarbons, all of your wrappers, your bags, your plastics, polymers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Newly released Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in the month of March, slightly up from the previous month. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want some disinformation? I give you Russia-Ukraine war. Disinformation. You want to know who started it? It wasn't Putin. It was Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, giving you the truth in radio, whether you like it or not, whether the show gets pushed out because of the social media censors and the Gestapo who don't want the truth to get out. But I'm going to say it, even if it's only for my own benefit. Joe Biden started a war in Russia by essentially saying to Putin, you know what? You're right. NATO should have never been talking to Ukraine or any of the countries that border Russia. That's what we told you we wouldn't do. Oh, and you know what? We ignored you. We ignored the Russian cries for help when the Ukrainians were beating down on Russians in the Donetsk region. But, you know, in the Donbass region, Roger, and specifically in Donetsk. But, you know, no harm, no foul. So when you decide to do something at my invitation, I'm going to blame you. Why? Because I'm not doing anything for anybody else in the world. As we learned for a bunch of good laughs at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Joe Biden is very good when delivering his little short quips about Donald Trump, but nobody wants to admit that there's an elephant in the room that looks like a donkey. And that elephant is not one of the smart ones that remembers everything. This elephant is a brain-dead moron by the name of Joe Biden. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I already said it. I'll say it again. 844-551-8255. So now, everything Russia bad, everything Ukraine good. That's what people want you to believe, which should make you suspect. If you have looked at anything that we've learned over the past decade with media, and by the way, it could go farther back than that, but that's when I started paying attention. With this media and this administration, believe nothing. Believe nothing. These are the people that will drop hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, in the dark of night to our mortal enemies. These are the people who will openly bribe officials in order to keep their son from getting prosecuted. These are the people that want you to believe crackheads are Renaissance men. That's who we're dealing with. So, tennis star Rafael Nadal, he says Wimbledon's ban on Russian and Belarusian players amidst this invasion of Moscow into Ukraine is unfair. Here was his statement. I think it's very unfair to my Russian teammates, my colleagues. In that sense, it's not their fault what's happening in this moment with the war. Can you imagine? So Joe Biden says, oh, we seized the yachts of these oligarchs, these Russian oligarchs. Let me tell you why Joe Biden and his ilk seized yachts. They're partying on them right now. if you don't believe me, I would be willing to bet you that somebody call Biden or somebody in that organization and say, you know what, can we throw a party on this Russian yacht? Why not? We've seized it. They're seizing their assets. Why? What have they done? Oh, we're going to put pressure on them, so they then put pressure on Vladimir Putin. That's the scheme. So, Kevin, I'm going to seize your bank account so you'll go get mad at your government. Huh. What proof do we have these people were involved in anything? What next? We ban the dude who came up with the Black Russian? I mean, the level of ridiculousness that we get to where it's punish everybody, make everybody pay, because why? Joe Biden made a mistake. The Democrats screwed up. So everybody must pay. It cracks me up. You want another story? I'll give you another story. Yeah, how about this one? The Ghost of Kiev. That's what they were talking about. This story was that the Ghost of Kiev had gotten shot down. The Russians shot down this ace fighter pilot. You know, and it was a martyr story. You know, oh, he got shot down, but he represents the resistance and all this. They were going to, somebody here in America is going to try to build this Hollywood story around the Ghost of Kiev. Here's a story. It's a myth. Ukrainian officials admitted over the weekend. After several news outlets last week identified the legendary, mysterious hero fighter pilot as a 29-year-old dad recently killed in battle with the Russians, military officials acknowledged Saturday that there was no such person. Pay attention, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This person didn't exist. This person was fabricated. This person was made up in order to give you a Hollywood-type story so you could sympathize with Ukraine and see how bad the Russians are. Look, I don't know who the good guys and the bad guys are in this fight, but here's what I will tell you. I know this about our government. It ain't the good guys. And it's sad that a patriot like myself, and you listening, because you probably believe as much as I do, our government is not made up of good people. It's made up of people who will fabricate heroic ghosts. They created a dude that doesn't exist. It is a work of fiction. The reputed hero had been credited with taking out as many as 40 Russian aircraft until he was shot down March 13th. I want you to understand something. I saw a news article that said Russia losing many aircraft because of the Ghost of Kiev. Russian Air Force not showing superiority. Go Google it for yourselves. If they still have it up. If they still have it up. So, I'm trying to explain a very simple concept here. Wag the dog. The places that, oh, the Russians bombed this and they're killing these people or whatever. Don't believe it. Unless you know it firsthand, don't believe it. See, there was a time, and maybe it still exists for you. It doesn't for me. There was a time. Well, when the media said, oh, Kevin, they bombed a school over there and there were school children, and those, I would have been like, oh, my, that's horrible. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. These bad guys doing bad things. And you know what? Can I just be honest with you? Can I be honest with you people listening to my show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I think back on a lot of the stuff that I was told. Not a decade ago, not 2 decades ago, but 3 decades ago. And I think to myself, was I getting snowed then? And you want to know the answer? Yep. I was getting snowed then. And let me tell you how I know I've grown, how I've matured. I admit it. I bought in hook, line, and sinker. Whatever they told me about Republicans was good. Whatever they told me about Democrats was bad. I didn't analyze it with an open mind necessarily. I still can't stand Democrats because they're idiots. But I wasn't looking at the policies the way I do now. I don't believe any of them. I don't believe Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy. I don't believe Pelosi or Schumer. I don't believe, certainly don't believe Biden or anybody in his administration. I don't believe any of the media, including Fox News. I don't believe them. They're all liars. They're all selling something. They've all got a personal gain here. See, this isn't about personal gain for me. I don't think it is for you either. This is about doing the right thing. And sadly, we aren't. We let these people get away with telling us whatever we want to hear. This is a fabricated story. The ghost of Kiev shoots down 40 Russian aircraft until he was shot down. They gave us the date, March 13th. And here's how they put it. While battling an, quote, overwhelming number of enemy forces. I feel so bad. These poor little children, they lost their daddy. The Times, which is supposedly the New York Times, actually identified this dude, the supposed Ukrainian war hero, as Major Stepan Tarabalka. What a name. A name fit for a Hollywood hero? All made up. Now, let me ask you, let's go back. Because, see, I admit it. I did not know that the media was snowing me decades ago, have been snowing me for decades. But now I admit it. And I say, you know what? I can't believe I was that stupid. I cannot believe I was that non-plugged in. And now where am I? Now I don't believe anything they tell me. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because there are people out there just like me. There are people on the left who believe everything they're told. And you can't figure out, how do I break through? What is the deal? And you know what? Something happens. It happened to me. When did you stop believing? Let me ask you, did you have that same thing that happened where you were like, suddenly, man, I remember this happened. One of my buddies, he told me, says it was when they cheated Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. He became a Republican. What was your moment? Ghost of Kiev.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was talking about the ghost of Kiev earlier in the broadcast, previous segment. There's a picture. Of course, he's in a fighter pilot thing. He looks like a fly. You know how the mask looks. It's down and all that. They went as far as to get you a picture of a dude that doesn't exist. And they wonder why we question the Disinformation Governance Board. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to New York columnist called Free Speech, White Man's Obsession. White Man's Obsession. That is what free speech means to some of the people on the left. And this apparent columnist is not someone who is white, because they called it a white man's obsession. Or it could be somebody white, because you know how self-deprecating these leftist white people are. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The person writes, it has become depressingly common to read unrelenting attacks on free speech in the Washington Post and other newspapers. The anti-free speech movement has been embraced by Democratic leaders, including Joe Biden, as well as academics who now claim China was right on censorship. However, a Time magazine column by national correspondent Charlotte Alter was still shocking in how mainstream anti-free speech views have become. After the Alter, rather, denounces free speech as basically a white man's obsession. So I can't speak to the white folks out there. I don't speak for anybody else either. But I will speak for this black man. Free speech is my obsession. I proudly admit it. I'm willing to fight for it. Really, I'm willing to fight for it. And I can prove it. I have fought for it. People told me to shut up, and I say, shut me up. Nobody's been able to shut me up. I'm willing to fight for it. I don't care how old I get. And that's not going to be a factor of how bad I am. When I'm 80 years old, I ain't going to be throwing kicks and punches. I'm still going to be running my mouth. I'll probably have my pistol with me, but I'm still going to be running my mouth. Yes. So this article continues. What is most striking about the column is Alter's apparent confusion over why anyone like Musk would even care about free speech of others. She suggests that Musk is actually immoral for spending money to restore free speech rather than on social welfare or social justice issues. So, see, that's typical of a leftist. Let me tell you what to do with your money. That's number one. And I can tell you this, she didn't say a word over the $33 billion that Joe Biden wants to send to Ukraine that has nothing to do with America. Didn't say a word. And by the way, probably has some level of impropriety given that Joe Biden's son is connected with Ukrainian oligarchs. She hasn't said a word that Joe Biden is confiscating private Russian citizens, yachts and homes and bank accounts. But she's worried about Elon Musk and his free speech, his fight for free speech. See, this person writes, she suggests that supporting free speech is some disgusting extravagance like buying Fabergé eggs. Why does Musk care so much about this? Why would a guy who has pushed the boundaries of electric vehicle manufacturing and plumbed the limits of commercial spaceflight care about who can say what on Twitter? These people don't get it. They can say whatever they want. They've been having free speech. By the way, they still have it. Nothing's changed for them. The only thing that's changed is our views are now back on Twitter, and they can't stand it. And they can't stand it. Here's a guy that wants to put them there. The guy says the answer, not surprisingly, is about race and privilege. Alter cites Jason Goldman, who was an early figure shaping the Twitter censorship policies before he joined the Obama administration. Goldman declared, free speech has become an obsession of the mostly white male members of the tech elite. Who would rather go back to the way things were? He's saying that these white male members of the tech elite want to go back. Is this guy paying attention? Zuckerberg wants free speech? Hipster Jack Dorsey wants free speech? What planet does this dude live on? Says also, Alter cites professor of communications at Stanford University, Fred Turner, who explains that free speech is just, quote, a dominant obsession with the most elite and seems to be much more of an obsession among men. So, see, they not only want to class it, they class it up. It's the elites. It's men who are white. It is elite white men. And you know who is the one who's wanting this free, to get rid of free speech? Ironically, this old elite white racist male named Joe Biden. You want to know who wants to get rid of free speech? A rich white elitist named Zuckerberg. A rich white elitist named Dorsey, which, by the way, Dorsey is, I think that's part of the reason why he left Twitter. He was like, I've created this baby might try to stab me in my sleep. Says, an argument in favor of censorship, Alter engages in a heavy use of historical revisionism, claiming that free speech in the 21st century means something very different than it did in the 18th, when the founders enshrined it in the Constitution. The right to say what you want without being imprisoned is not the same as the right to broadcast disinformation to millions of people on a corporate platform. This nuance seems to be lost on some techno wizards who see any restriction as the enemy of innovation. Wow. I'm floored. I keep trying to explain to people that listen to my program, you better understand these people are after you. This is no joke. This is the beginning. You think that you've won because Elon Musk, they tell you every single day what they want to do to you, and if you ignore it, well, you end up in lockdown. Well, you end up banned from social media. You will end up like the Chinese, where if you don't follow a certain code of conduct, I'm talking about toe the party line, you lose your social credit score. And your social credit score is what lets you get out of your house, buy groceries, participate in recreational activities, etc. This is about your freedoms. And if you take it lightly, they will go away. Anyway, it continues. It's also lost on me. Censorship has always been based on the notion that the underlying speech was false or harmful. Calling it disinformation does not materially change the motivation or the impact. What Alter calls a tech bro obsession was the obsession of the framers. I go back to this. I don't care what you say. I've heard people say things that I wouldn't say. It's not that I can't, though. It's that I won't. And the only person who is going to censor me, so to speak, is me. I will self-censor. And you use your own filters. Think about it this way. And I said it earlier. There are things you might say to your best friend that you wouldn't say to your sister. Or that you might not even say to your dad. There's a way that you speak to people. It's cultural. There, I don't know if you guys know this. In the Chinese, in Mandarin and Cantonese, there are ways that you speak where you use certain language. It would be insulting to older people if you use that language. It's true in the French culture as well. Tutoyer, vous voyez. You use vous for people that you don't know or respect. Or if you're an adult, a child speaking to an adult. You use tu if you're speaking to a child or someone of equal stature. That's part of culture. The many Americans go over and they just tutoyer and offend the French elites and aristocrats without even knowing. But, you know, you can do it, but then they get upset with you and they may not speak to you. But you can do it. This is such an affront that I'm going to tell you, we should be, and we're doing a petition, they should ban the government from being able to do this. There's already agencies within the government that can take care of this type of stuff, misinformation. That's what the CIA and the NSA and all those guys are for. We don't need more bureaucracy, and we got to stop this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.